You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, beloved youth, the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our discussion tonight, honorable elders, brothers, sisters in Islam, will be At-Taqweemul Hijri, regarding our Islamic lunar calendar. And then we will juxtapose and compare it with other calendars to understand the beauty and glory of Islam. When one studies the noble Quran, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36, make mental notes of this, so when you discuss with somebody, we have that understanding that we can quote and show them directly from the noble Quran. Chapter 9, verse 36, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi ithna ashara shahra. Fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hurum. Verily the number of months by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala are 12 lunar months. And this was ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah when? يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the time when Almighty Allah created this entire universe. So my brothers, sisters, our Islamic lunar calendar is from time immemorial. The day Allah created the universe, from that time already Almighty Allah prescribed and ordained there will be 12 lunar months. And from these 12 lunar months, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ, there will be four sacred months, four holy months. The Quran Sharif is silent on that. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Salasun mutawaliyat. From these four lunar months which are sacred and holy, three are consecutive months. Zulqa'dah, wa Zulhijjah, and the month of Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So these are the four sacred months. That is what Quran Sharif tells us regarding our Islamic calendar. Now when we study the history of calendars, then remember, I'll just give you two, three incidents so you will understand. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was cast, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was cast into the fire and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala rescued him, so we find that that year was named after him, the year of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, because they were sure they are going to liquidate and get rid of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. But Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in His infinite mercy elevated the rank of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then you see Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, that when he was thrown in the well and he went through so many vicissitudes, so then they would name the calendar after him and all the difficulties he underwent, but Almighty Allah elevated him. The time when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place, the honorable birth, what do we say? We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say, Wulidan Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Amal Fil. that the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place in the year of the elephant. Now we have, mashallah, in this crowd there are some brothers who were there with us in Hajj with Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy. Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala take us again and again to the Haramain Sharifain. So we see between Mina and Muzdalifah, when we take the people for ziyarat and a visit, then we show them that area. Muzdalifah ends here and Mina starts there, and in between is what we will call a no man's land. So that, my brothers, is called Wadi Muhassar. So approximately 55 days prior to Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abraha came from Yemen, and we find that he came with his big, huge elephants. All this based on jealousy, and Allah forbid, he want to demolish the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Allah forbid. He came right till inside the Haram. Muzdalifah is Haram, Mina is Haram, Makkah Mukarramah is Haram, and Arafat is outside the Haram. So between Muzdalifah and Mina, so there Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent the small little birds, which we call Ababil. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. And we all know the surah, surah Fil. So Almighty Allah uses any creation He wants to, and decimates and destroys whoever He wants to. So the lesson for humanity and posterity, something extraordinary is going to take place, and that in our terminology we call Irhasat. Irhasat means that we are laying the groundwork, laying the foundation for an extraordinary event to take place. And that is the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam. The point I want you to understand, that year was known as Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. And therefore you have Surah Fil. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak take place in Makkah Mukarramah. So they would use all the great incidents and name the calendar by that name there. Then when we go further, we see in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Arabs, they had their own custom. And say if there was a war, and the war was now raging on in Shawwal. So when the month of Zulqa'adah came, then there would be immediate ceasefire. Zulqa'adah, the month of sitting. So they would sit, automatic ceasefire. The month of Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj. Give the Hajis a safe passage to come for Hajj. Hajj is from time immemorial. From time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is Hajj. In Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, this hadith, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam came from India. Hind is mentioned. And he performed Hajj ashara marrat in 10 times Mashiyan. There 10 times he walked from India and performed Hajj. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. So we see that the Hajj was from time immemorial. And our calendar is from time immemorial. And then Muharram is a sacred month. So Muharram already became sacred the day Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this universe. So that is what Quran Sharif and the authentic hadith of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are teaching us. And the month of Rajab. So that is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Now, yes, we must remember in time of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that there was Ashura, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep one fast in Makkah Mukarramah. The day of Ashura was so important, significant. Today, my brothers, you'll know that the Kiswa, the Ghilaf, is changed on the 9th of Zilhijjah, when the Hajis are leaving Mina and going towards Arafat. In the pre-Islamic days, they used to wait for the day of Ashura, and then used to bring the new ghilaf and the new kiswa, and they would place it around the Baytullah. So from that time already it was significant, the month of Muharram and the day of Ashura. Now let us just compare. Today we say, tonight, tomorrow, is the 5th of Muharram 1441. and we have the 5th of September, when people here in our country and other countries, they ask us, for what are you following the lunar calendar? What is the significance? So we will explain all this to you. We as Muslims must never be apologetic. We must always say we have the best and we want to share it with the rest. So this is how you engage them. So you will ask them this question. In South Africa, your Christmas and your New Year is in summer. And your whole life it will be in summer. December, January. We know it's summer. And if you go to America, Canada, I've been there December, January. Believe you me, it's so cold, minus 12, minus 15, one place we went, minus 18 degrees. You can't even stand outside, it's so cold. So remember, your whole life, that is what you'll experience. In your lifetime, you see the Ramadan fast, you see the Hajj, you see Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. Almighty Allah gave us a system that it rotates in our lifetime. Sometime we are fasting in summer, sometime in winter, sometime Hajj in summer, sometime in winter, and mashallah people experience it. So the justice system of Almighty Allah is there for the entire human race. You don't have to be he's your neighbor, he comes to your shop and he's your friend. You went to school together. Ask him, brother Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, that this September, what September means? So already you are stimulating his mind. September, Sept means 7th. October, Ok means 8th. November, Nov means 9th. December, Des means 10th. You ask any person who studied Latin and languages and linguistics, he will tell you that. So September, tomorrow, is the 5th of September, 5th of Muharram. So we gave you our rationale, our reasoning. Your reasoning is this. But we see that no more is September the 7th month. There is an inconsistency in your calendar. So you have to solve this. So they will tell you, if they know their history, the Roman calendar used to start on the 1st of March. The Roman calendar used to start on the 1st of March. And then September was the 7th month, October 8th, November 9th, and December 10th. But what happened was that Pope Gregory came. The Pope is always involved somewhere. And the Pope Gregory and them, they wanted to honor an idol. The idol was called Janus. That Janus had two faces. One face for good and one face for evil. This is according to all their stories. We don't believe in all that. So they said, let them honor this idol. So they introduced the month January, and in honor of that Bible, or in the honor of that idol of theirs. So that is how January came. Then still they could not come right. Then they introduced February. And you know, till today is not right. See, some months are 31, some months are 30, some months are 29, some months are 28. If the guy is born on the 29th of February, his birthday will only come when? Once in 4 years. So see the inconsistency there is. And Islam gave us a unique system. The person is in the jungle, the person is in the ocean, you're in a metropolitan area, you look at the moon, that's why it's called Hilal. Hilal means Raf'u Sawt. Chan, chan, there's the new moon. See? Ahilla, the waxing and the waning of the moon. It increases and decreases, therefore it's called Qamar. Qimar is gambling, so you win, you lose. And Qamar means increasing, decreasing. So the Arabic language, if you only understood the philology and the history of the word, is something magnificent. Nevertheless, that's a separate topic. So you need to engage these people and make them understand that your system is not so great as you claim. It has many inconsistencies. And here we are giving you the inconsistencies. And Islam, 29th come, mashallah, then we scan the sky. If the moon is sighted, This year we see that it was Saturday after Maghrib, we came out from Salat in lands, the horizon was clear. I saw 8,000 of people saw the moon. Sunday, the 1st of Muharram, Alhamdulillah. So we see tonight, tomorrow, Thursday is the 5th of Muharram. So that is Islamic system. Now who gets the credit for implementing it officially? In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, remember that the calendar was there, but it was not official in the sense that everybody would not just follow it uniquely and every day. That they would worry about it sometime. So it was not done officially at government level. When you study the history, my brothers, of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's a whole chapter called Awwaliyat-e Umar. The reforms that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought. And no person in the world can say it is innovation. Is authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al mahdiyin. You follow my sunnah and you follow the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. It is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time. The empire is spreading different parts of the world. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu comes. He's from Yemen. He had a golden voice. He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, the first person in Islam to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. That arrikh lana, give us a proper calendar. We are getting mixed up with the correspondence, which one came first, which one came second, and so forth and so on. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, is a valid point. Let's have a mashura. So a big consultation was held, and then they said, we will start from the hijrah, although Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hijrah, entering Medina Munawwara took place in Rabiul Awwal, but the tayyari preparation started in Muharram, hence we will start from Muharram. And Sahaba had ijma and consensus on this, and remember the Quran Sharif makes reference to this. Read Quran, my brothers. In Medina Munawwara, Masjid Quba is here. Next to Masjid Quba, the Munafiqeen, hypocrites built a masjid. Quran calls it masjid. Masjid Zirar, the masjid of Mashkif. And there Almighty Allah addressed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the battle of Tabuk in the 90 of the Hijrah. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning. La taqum fihi abada. Never go and stand in that masjid, Masjid al-Dirar. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahakku an taquma fi awwali yawm. So awwali yawm means that the hijrah. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came to Medina to Quba, the first thing Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did with the hands mubarak was to build the masjid. So that is how the Hijrah calendar started in the 16th year of the Hijrah, 16, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, practical implementation took place. The calendar was already ordained by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala when He created the universe. But practical implementation took place in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Do we understand the greatness of Sayyidina Umar? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gave his opinion. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu gave the opinion. So they all get the virtue of that. That is our calendar, how it came into existence. If you study various calendars in vogue nowadays, that are prevalent nowadays, I just give you three. If you go to China, so you will see every year they have a different calendar. The year when I went was the calendar of the dragon. Let me tell you one story about China. So because you like stories, you know. So when we went to China, so I dress normally and my clothing are the white kurta. So and my wife has a, you know, black hijab and niqab. So everywhere the people used to look at me, but you know, funny like, you know. So I always say they're all very short, you know. And I'm tall, so therefore maybe they're looking at me. So the one chap told me, he said, you know why they're looking at you funny? I said, no. He said that the people who bury the dead, they always wear white clothes.
So they thinking you like Malakul Maut running around everywhere, then you're going to go bury this one and bury this one. That's why they're looking at you like that. So subhanAllah, see. When you travel, your horizons widen, you know. You learn a lot of things. You go Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, you go ask them, in your calendar, how many months you got? See, this Gregorian calendar, they stole from us Muslims. They couldn't come right, so they said Muslims got 12, so better we also have 12. You go to Ethiopia and ask them how many months in your calendar. They say 13 months in 1 year. So you ask them why 13 months? They say we are following the Coptic calendar. The Coptic calendar started there in Egypt, the Qiptia, you know Maria Qiptia? So they follow that calendar there. So see. You go to Russia, so they have their own calendar and their own Christmas also. I want you, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Sirius FM, you must make a mental note of this. Ask any Christian, you celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December. But when we study your history, you see today England, Britain, they got huge problem, Brexit, exit, all these things going on there. You know, sometimes they bring a man, sometimes they bring a woman, sometimes they bring a person whose hairstyle also is a little bit mixed up, you know. So a lot of things happen there. So Brexit, exit, all. So, when you study the history of the British Parliament, make note of this Muslims. You children make note. The year 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain, of England, call whatever you want, they banned Christmas celebrations. You heard correctly. The Puritan Parliament of England, or Britain, whatever you want to call it then. So they banned, you must remember, Christmas celebration. And they said it is a pagan custom. All this wine, dine and swine must come to a stop. No more all these things. 1647. So all these people who are reveling, dancing, celebrating, they said this is a big problem for us. So let us look for a new date. So which date they found? 1st January. So that is how their new year also came into existence. When 1647 was banned, then they moved the celebration to the 1st of January. But this ummah, who has the best, today we want to mimic these people, we want to leave what we have, and we want to go and follow these people. Think about it, brothers. What have we done? Let me give you some lessons, durusul hijrah, some lessons of hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Makkah Mukarrama. At the age of 40, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives wahi, the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq. And thereafter, now the revolution starts through the evolutionary process. The same people who call the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam as-sadiqul amin, they have become the arch enemies. Lo and behold, some people, some Sahaba, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Zaid bin Harisa radiallahu anha. So few people stood with the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the initial time. And then the turning point came. That Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anha, Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chacha, the kaka of Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraces Islam. This was a big blow to the Quraysh. They all knew who is Hamza, Asadullah, such a brave man. 3 days after that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu embraces Islam. 2 stalwarts left their ranks and joined Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Safa and this is Marwa. The small madrasa, first madrasa in the history of Islam, where Safa is, there was a room, a house of a Sahabi called Arqam. So Dar-e-Arqam, there the Sahaba were. And Sayyidina Umar still brandishing his sword, because he left his home with his sword. And then they told him, your sister embraced Islam. He went there and they were reading, making ta'aleem. Sa'id bin Zayd and Fatima bin Khattab. He assaulted them and she said, do what you want to, we won't give it up. And lo and behold, that became turning point. When he enters, brothers, sisters, oh listeners, Sayyidina Umar still got the sword. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, leave him, let him enter. Because before that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl in Battle of Badr, dispatched to Jahannam, and Umar becomes radiyallahu anhu arda. He enters and he says, Ya Rasulallah, main to gulam banne ke liye tayyar. I'm ready to accept you and follow you. First time in the history of Islam, Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. This happens in Dar-e Arqam. See his first question. This is the starting now of how Hijrah will come into existence. He asked the Master, alayhi salam, alasna alal haq? Are we not on truth? He said, 100%. Then why are we worrying about these people here? Ya Rasulallah, you walk in the center, Hamza right, I Umar left, and we will walk. We see which one of those Quraysh will come now. Fasammahu Faruq. That's the day Umar gets the title of Faruq. The one who brings about the distinction between Haq and Batil. Then the oppression starts. The aggression starts. Everything starts. Mustafa wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only rahmatul lil alameen, is the only rahmatul lil alameen, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen. 5 years, oppression, persecution, all these things going on. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the sahaba, small group, I give you ijazat, I give you permission, migrate. Oh my Africans, South Africa, Africa, 54 countries in this continent, do we even know what is our virtue? Awwalu hijratin ila Afrika. The first hijrah in Islam took place to Africa. From Makkah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told the people, go to Africa. There is a malik there, there is a ruler, and huwa adilun, he's just. And he is Najashi, Ashama was his name. And go there, and he won't oppress you, he's a just person. Lo and behold, whose distinction, my brothers? We don't know these things. Go lead the profile of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Inna Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu arda hajara ila al-Habsha marratain. He left Makkah and went to Habasha, Ethiopia twice. That is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu. And with him is bintu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. This is distinction of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anha. Anyway, when they come there, they were given welcome, no problem. Then the news spread, the people in Makkah embraced Islam, they went, and therefore news was fake news, false news, then they came back. Ja'far radiallahu anhu also came back, Sayyidina Ali's brother. Now a big contingent came. So Najashi said, these people are coming, let's interact with them. So he said, bring your spokesperson and I want to ask you questions. What you say about this, what you say about that, he asked. He told Ja'far radiallahu anhu, read a passage for me. Think, my brothers, we are born Muslims. Think, my sisters, we are born Muslims. This is happening in Africa, in the heart of Ethiopia. First hijrah in Islam. First hijrah, Sayyidina Uthman. Second hijrah was with Ja'far radiallahu anhu to Habasha. Still happening in Africa. Read for me a passage. And he reads. Who? Ja'far radiallahu anhu. What does he read? He reads Surah 19, Surah Maryam. We don't even know what is the meaning of Maryam. We don't even know what Maryam means. Maryam radiallahu anha's name appears in the Quran Sharif 34 times. Surah Maryam chapter 19. There are some brothers here, their daughter's name is Maryam. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He reads Surah Maryam. Listen to what Allah says, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. When they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, whose honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. What is mentioned about Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. They're hearing Quran Sharif for the first time and the tears are flowing down. Today this ummah, we cry for Kashmir, but we are the ones who every second Muslim got Bollywood in his house and they'll cry. India loses, they cry. But we today, we wondering what happened in Kashmir. Where is our allegiance, my brothers and sisters and children? Think properly. These are people who heard the Quran the first time in Africa. And they cried. Not only cried. They said, Ya Allah, here and now we embrace Iman. Faktubna ma'ashahideen. Write down and record our names in those people who bear testimony to you, O Almighty Allah, to you, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not Ihsan Faramush. You know what is Ihsan Faramush? Somebody does you a favor, then we forget. Me and you, we forget, we have selected amnesia. See? We don't need that person, we just forget him. No. When the same Najashi passed away in Africa, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, come outside and we read Salatul Janaza for him. In our technical terminology, we call him Najashi minal Mukhadrameen. He's not Sahabi, he's not Tabi'i. Sahabi, you met Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you saw Nabi alayhi salam in the state of Iman and you passed away with Iman. He never met Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's not Tabi'i in that sense, he met Sahaba. But he saw and he lived both times. He lived in the time of Sahaba and he lived in the time of Tabi'in. So people like that you call Mukhadrameen. So he falls in that. And the honor he's got, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his Salatul Janaza. You did a favor to my beloved students and my beloved companions. Therefore, today, O Najashi, we perform your Salatul Janaza. See, my brothers. Now the Hijrah incident to Madinah Munawwara. Who was the first person to be sent from Makkah to Madinah? Mus'ab bin Umair. First ambassador of Islam, first teacher of Islam to go to Madinah. Mus'ab bin Umair. And he sent, go teach the people of Madinah Munawwara. Give them da'wat. Slowly, slowly, Sahabas are going. And what happens? Now the time comes that it's mid-afternoon, 50 degrees, 45 degrees. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the house of Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu, all there. His wife's name is Umm Ruman. They say that this is not the normal time for Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit. Something happened. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Bakr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Ya Aba Bakrin, Al-Hijra, Al-Hijra. Be ready, we're going to leave any day now. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was just waiting for that opportunity. He had his two camels ready for 2 months already. And he's feeding them, keeping them ready, waiting for the moment we have to leave. One of the happiest days. Why? Just now Qarina Imsab, Hafizahullah read, Thaniyath Naini is Huma fil Ghar. So the second of the two when they were in the cave. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives wahi that these enemies of Islam, what they want to do? وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ. They either want to arrest you, or either they want to expel you, or either they want to assassinate you. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. The enemies were plotting, planning against Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at what the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Oh Sayyidina Ali, That you, that time, is still not son-in-law, but is one of the greatest Sahaba, the fourth Caliph of Islam. You sleep here in my room, in my house, and I'm leaving. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who slept. These people came, surrounded the house. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave. How did he leave his own Hujra Mubarakah, the Mubarak house in Makkah, my brothers? He read the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And he took the dust and the sand and threw it. They became momentarily blind. They could not find and see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they entered the house, they found Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Where is the master? Say, I don't know, must be gone. Now they're amazed, but we surrounded the house. Medina is this side, the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went the opposite direction, Ghar-e-Thawr, and 3 nights were spent there. Who? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When you go to Makkah, visit Jabal-e-Thawr, and look at it. Jabal mountain, Thawr means ox. So it is in that shape there. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before entering. This is ta'zeem and this is ishq. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't enter now, let me enter. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu enters, cleans the cave. Where there are certain crevices, he takes his clothing, he tears his clothes and he closes the crevices. Ya Rasulallah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his head Mubarak on Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu thigh and sleeps. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr puts his right leg up by one crevice and the left leg by another. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانِ. And then he starts tearing and crying. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. From inside, something starts stinging him. What it was, Allah alone knows. Ulama say different things, but the hadith is silent on that. Open in Mishkat, you will find it. So, you see that the love for Nabi alayhi salam and the ta'zeem, he never moved. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, ma yubkika ya Aba Bakri, why are you crying? He relates the story and incident. Sayyidina Umar met Sayyidina Abu Bakr in Medina afterwards, Ya Aba Bakrin. In Arabic you say, Ya Aba Bakrin. Your one night you spent with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there in that cave. I, Umar, am prepared to give all my deeds to you. Give me the one night you spent with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, Sahaba. So they went. Then they came to Quba. You my children, you my daughters. Did you read what happened? They were the Najjar tribe in Quba, that are the carpenters. You go to Cape Town, even now you will find Najjar. Najjar means carpenters. The daughters came out and to welcome Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First day, disappointed, they went back. Second day, disappointed. Third day, lo and behold, they never saw the Master alayhi salam. They never saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. He is Thaniya's name, the second of the two in the cave, the second of the two when they entered Medina Munawwara. And this is the welcome the daughters of Medina gave. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya Habbada Muhammadun Jari. How excellent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor today. Me and you, we want Nabi alayhi salam to be our neighbor. How are you going to do it? How am I going to do it? Take all the sunnahs of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam and practice on it. And see what will happen. Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. You become the beloved of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam as well. But who's prepared to do so? We are sanctimonious today. We have a double identity. Ramadan, we are super Muslims. Muharram, we are super Muslims. Safar come, then we say, they can get, we'll see afterwards. No, we need devotion, dedication. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stays there. Then comes, it's a Friday, when you go to Masjid Quba, next to it you will see Masjidul Jumu'ah. Jumma Salat was read there. Then came into Medina Munawwara, and then you find that the first thing Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, after now Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu was buried in Istanbul, remember that he had the honor for being the host of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to build a masjid, Masjid Nabawi. How the Sahaba assisted and helped. Ishkun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no minbar. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand Mubarak on the date tree and used to deliver the sermon and khutbah. Then the Ansar said that we have a person, he will build a minbar. And the date tree started weeping, crying. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah says, O Ummah, what is wrong with you? The tree cries because it loves Nabi alayhi salam so much. Do we ever cry out of the love of Nabi alayhi salam? See, brothers, that is Ishkun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made muwakhat. Muwakhat, that is brotherhood. O Ansari, this is your Muhajir brother. O Muhajir, this is your Ansar brother. Temporary, they were brothers. They used to even inherit from one another initially. This was to bring about solidarity, unity in the rank and file of the Ummah. This is now where the tables turn. There was a person, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqeen and the hypocrites, who only paid lip service to Islam, but the heart was nothing. So, he was on the verge of becoming the Amir. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his entry into Medina Munawwara, we find that now the agreement was Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Amir, and the Jews were there, Munafiqeen were there. Now he felt, I supposed to be the Amir, and now I lost it. So that is the rage, the jealousy, enmity against Allah forbid Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is how the Munafiqeen now started opposing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. Then my brothers, now we start with the hijrah. So the hijrah has taken place. That hijrah is no ordinary hijrah. Do you know what is the meaning of hijrah? Hijrah means tarkul awtan. Under the apartheid regime, I was a very young boy. I was born in an African township. So you know, location, what we used to call, our shop was their house. All the Africans were around there. So I remember very well, I was still becoming Hafiz by my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Dimalia, here in Durban. I was in Heidelberg, Hafsab was in Heidelberg also. And they came, hey Kuli, the police. Kuli, you must go Kuli dog too. Now you people, Durban, you don't understand Afrikaans properly also. You know, under Afrikaans, they say Damas and Yera. Damas and Yera, male and female. So the Durban people, they used to come, they say Dames here. You know, sir? Whole day they thinking of dames, you know, understand? Say dames here. It's damas and here, say dames here, understand? So anyway, brothers, that is now one story. So my point I'm making here is this, so that white men came, and I remember my father, mother were crying. Because we had to leave our shop, leave all these things, now you must go. They say Kulidorp. You mustn't forget your history. But count from our house to Kulidorp, it was 4 kilos, 5 kilos, not more than that. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba had to go 450 kilometers. Imagine. When the Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at Makkah and now leaving, tears rolling down, Ya Makkah, innaki la habbul biladi ilayya, you are the most beloved city to me, lawla akhrajuni mink, had they not sent me in exile, ma kharajtu, I should not leave you, O Makkah. See, 53 years, فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُورًا مِّنْ قَبْلِ. Hijrah means you leave your hometown. You leave the place where you grew up. You move to another place and say, Ya Allah, I'm not doing this for worldly reasons. I'm doing this for your love and your pleasure. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. Every person, Allah Ta'ala knows his intention, Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So Sahaba were making hijrat. The men were going, the women were going for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had no house. Where are they going to stay? In Makkah, the madrasa was Dar-e Arqam, the small little house of the Sahabi. So yeah, in Medina, those who got no family, no house, so the masjid became the hostel. Today your Darul Ulooms and your madrasas have a hostel. This is the first hostel. Ashab-e Suffa. So the hostel came into existence. Who was the Amir of the hostel? For a while it was Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He embraced Islam in the 70 of the Hijrah. He became the greatest Shaykhul Hadith ever. 5,374 Ahadith he reported and narrated. He says himself, my brothers, they were all busy in the farm and they were busy in their shop. Me, I used to eat little bit and I used to follow Nabi alayhi salam. Teach me this, teach me this, teach me this. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you're teaching me so much, I'm forgetting. The Master alayhi salam said, Upsud ridak, take out your shawl. And the Master alayhi salatu salam prayed on it, made dua on it, and said, now wear it. He says, Fama nasitu ba'du, I never used to forget after. See, barakah of hijrah. That how that Medina became the beacon of light, became the center. If you wanted Mujahideen, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. You wanted Adalat, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. You wanted Sadaqat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. You wanted Sakhawat, generosity, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. You wanted wisdom, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So every field you will find somebody. Mustafa Habib, Sahih Hadith, learn the Sahih Hadith, my brother, Sahih Muslim. An-Nujumu Amanatun Lissama. The stars are there to protect the sky. Wa ashabi, and my beloved companions and students are Amanatun Li Ummati. They are there to protect this Ummah and Muslim. So learn the profile of Mustafa, the Seerah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn, my brothers, the Seerah and the history and profile of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Now Sayyidina Bilal is sick. Sahaba are falling sick. Bilal radiallahu anhu, my brothers, is a different chapter, but quickly I just mentioned. In Makkah, in a place called Batha Quraysh, he was being tortured, he was being whipped, and the big, big boulders were being put on his chest, and he would shout, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Sixth year of the Hijrah, after 6 years, I still go now, I'm in my 60s. Sometime I'm going past Heidelberg, you know, and somebody is driving, taking me, or I said, come, we got time, come, I take you to my house, where I was born. It's still there. The house is there, the shop is there, but the shop, they made it a church now. You understood? So anyway, I said, you see this house here, I was born. Then we come the other parts and all that, and I show them, this happened, this happened. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba, after 6 years, 1500 hadith in Bukhari Sharif, they came, and yeah, the non-Muslim said, you can't enter. Makkah is there 5 kilometers away. If you go there today, you won't see Hudaybiyah, you will see Shumaysiyah. So when you go Makkah, my brothers, you must go to all these places. It's open today, but the name has been changed, Shumaysiyah. And that is called Hudaybiyah in those times. So their hearts were so heavy. They said, we want to go to our hometown, our home city, Hijrah, to leave all that for a greater cause. And then in the 8th year of the Hijrah, the tables turned. Fateh Makkah takes place. The beloved Makkah is back in the hands of the Muslim. Bilal, radiallahu anhu, Habashi, the African. Oh Bilal, you made so much sacrifice. You are my minister of finance. Today we're going to give you something no one can give you in this world. What you will give me, Ya Rasulullah? You climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafah and you render the Adhan from there. You understood, my brothers? Lessons of Hijrah. So see how to izzu man tasha wa to izzu man zu. So this is our Hijrah. This is our New Year. Not like the non-Muslim New Year resolution, wine, dine and swine, no. Our resolution, our Islamic calendar is what Abdullah and Mas'ud said, and I leave you with that. Abdullah and Mas'ud, when the sun used to go down, his face used to become somber. His students would ask, Ustad, Sheikh, why your face becomes somber? He says, نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. My lifespan is decreasing. I'm going nearer to my death. And my good actions are not increasing. I'm so concerned about that. Are we concerned about it? 1441 has started. Are our actions increasing? So my brothers, may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah Jalla Ala protect Masjidul Aqsa, protect our brothers, sisters, children there in Kashmir and Palestine and Syria, and we know in Afghanistan and in Burma and all these places. Let us make dua, inshallah. Almighty Allah in our beautiful country, protect all of us. We know Muslims have lost so much already, but we always give them solace. We say, see, life, we can lose things, but Allah protected our iman. So at least our iman is still intact. So make dua, my brothers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Mujahideen fi kulli makan. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi al-Zalimin. Allahumma alayka bi a'da'i al-Din. Allahumma shfi mardana wal Muslimin. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كشمير وفي سوريا وفي بلاد الشام وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. Our Haji Shiraz Isa, his father, Haji Ahmad Isa, is very, very ill. Make dua, Allah Jalla Wala grant him and all those who are ill complete shifa. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. ربنا رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب. We thank our Haji Asmal, MashaAllah, our Muhammad Salim, our two Imams, and all the brothers, sisters. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. Make special dua for this beautiful country of ours. It's a beautiful country. Allah Ta'ala protect all of us, protect our iman, protect our children and our families also. Barakallahu feek. And our brother Dawood Monli also. We thank him and all the radio stations and return you to your respective radios. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.